Right now, the U.S. is under threat from a variety of infectious diseases, measles and bird flu on the home front, Ebola and polio abroad. So when mass layoffs began at the Centers for Disease Control, it had experts worried about how prepared the country is to take on these threats. What do we know about the layoffs so far and how it might impact your health and safety? Well, NPR's health correspondent Will Stone has been following the changes at the CDC and joins us now. Hi, Will.
Hi, Juana.
Well, if you can, just start by telling me a little more about what you've been hearing.
Yeah, we've spoken to more than half a dozen CDC staffers and others who've recently left the agency. Those still at CDC have requested to be anonymous because they're not authorized to speak publicly. They say the mass firings thin the ranks of people who deal with infectious diseases. The agency is now less prepared because of it. And they're deeply worried about future job losses. Just today, actually, the Trump administration called for more cuts to the federal workforce. Also, they're concerned about the weakening of policies around vaccination, restrictions on what can be communicated to the public. Here's what Dr. Dablina Dada told me. She's an infectious disease physician who retired from the CDC in 2023.
In my 24 years at the CDC, I've never seen the morale hit that is going on right now. I mean, there is not a single person at the CDC who feels safe in their position.
And one CDC official told us responding to outbreaks is already stressful. Trying to do that in the current climate makes it that much harder.
Well, if you can, just give us a sense of what these job cuts look like on the ground. Who's being impacted?
We've reported the Trump administration fired about 750 people at the CDC. We're not sure if that's the full extent. This included PhD-trained scientists who have expertise in detecting diseases. For example, they'd helped out on rabies in Nebraska or the dengue virus outbreak in Puerto Rico. One of those who lost their job told us they'd been working with the state of Florida on a plan for a potential wave of a mosquito-borne illness called Oropouche. This is a nasty virus that can lead to serious birth defects, similar to the Zika virus, if you remember that. But now that plan on Oropouche could languish because the person was fired. We've also learned some involved in forecasting disease outbreaks lost their jobs. And another area of concern is that cuts hit the CDC team responsible for screening travelers for diseases at airports or land border crossings. They handle situations, for example, when someone on your flight may have brought over an infectious disease and exposed others. A source at the agency with direct knowledge tells us some of these port health stations have no CDC staff now.
Wow. Okay. How has the Trump administration responded to these concerns?
We reached out to the CDC, but they did not respond to most of our questions. This is part of a broader agenda by the administration to downsize the federal government. I spoke to Dr. David Fleming, who's a former CDC official. He's on a committee that advises the agency, and they've sent a letter to CDC leadership. Here's Fleming.
They are greatly diminishing CDC's and the country's ability to respond to emerging infectious threats. This seems like the worst time to be taking steps to degrade our nation's preparedness.
Fleming says they have not heard back yet in response to their letter.
Looking forward, there's obviously a good deal of concern about bird flu, also the growing measles outbreak in Texas. What are the implications there?
Yeah, it's going to take time to see how these cracks in the system manifest, and public communication from the CDC is still limited. In terms of measles, the states of Texas and New Mexico told us they are in regular contact with CDC, though there's not much presence on the ground. On vaccines, we reported last week, the CDC yanked a successful flu vaccine ad campaign and also postponed the meeting of its vaccine advisory committee. So all of this only adds to concerns.
NPR health correspondent Will Stone, thank you.
Thank you.